Yep. Welcome to our Maundy Thursday communion service. It's good to be together, even if we can't be together. We read these words in Scripture. God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. Now, before we sing our first hymn, which is Here is Love, Vast as the Ocean, I just encourage you to pause your computer at the moment and to go and get some bread for communion and some wine, if you take wine, or maybe just a cup of juice or even a cup of water. It doesn't matter. Okay, Jesus turned water into wine. So just to make sure you've got something that we can share together. So if you'd like to go and do that now, and then we'll come back and we will sing together, Here is Love, Vast as the Ocean. So if you'd like to go off now and get those things, if you haven't got them already. And so we sing our first hymn from Maundy Thursday. Here is Love, Vast as the Ocean. Our opening prayer and confession are on the sheet that you received. If you would say the words in the dark type, and I will say the words in the light type. Let's pray. Loving God, we give thanks for the wonder of your love. On this holy evening, may we remember that beyond brokenness, there is forgiveness incomprehensible. Beyond betrayal, there is grace eternal. Beyond sin, there is love inexhaustible. Beyond death, there is life unimaginable. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And so we pray our prayer of confession together. Lord God, we have sinned against you and against one another. Have mercy on us according to your love. Wash us and cleanse us from our sin. Renew a right spirit within us and restore to us the joy of your saving presence. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. May God our Father forgive us our sins and bring us to the fellowship of his table with his saints forever. Amen. Well, our reading for Maundy Thursday continues with our theme throughout Lent, Jesus' words from the cross. And today's words are, It is finished. So our reading from John chapter 19 is going to be brought to us by Mike Acaster. Thank you, Mike.
And there we read about the death of Jesus. Later, knowing that everything had now been finished, and so that scripture would be fulfilled, Jesus said, I am thirsty. A jar of wine vinegar was there, so they soaked a sponge in it, put the sponge on a stalk of the hyssop plant, and lifted it to Jesus' lips. When he had received the drink, Jesus said, It is finished. With that, he bowed his head and gave up his spirit. Now it was the day of preparation, and the next day was to be a special Sabbath. Because the Jewish leaders did not want the bodies left on the crosses during the Sabbath, they asked Pilate to have the legs broken and the bodies taken down. The soldiers therefore came and broke the legs of the first man who had been crucified with Jesus, and then those of the other. But when they came to Jesus and found that he was already dead, they did not break his legs. Instead, one of the soldiers pierced Jesus' side with a spear, bringing a sudden flow of blood and water. The man who saw it has given testimony, and his testimony is true. He knows that he tells the truth, and he testifies so that you also may believe. These things happened so that the scripture would be fulfilled. Not one of his bones will be broken. And as another scripture says, they will look on the one they have pierced. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
It is finished. Well, I wonder, have you ever heard of the Unfinished Symphony? I had to look it up. I couldn't remember who it was by. I found out it was by Franz Schubert, written in 1822. But he died 6 years later with the work unfinished. Have you ever started something and not finished it? I remember as a child watching a Blue Peter episode where John Noakes went down the Cuesta Run, I think it was Cuesta Run, and his toboggan flipped over and he was injured. And of course they made something of that, and they made a toboggan out of sticky back plastic and so on. Well, I tried to do that, and I cut up a plastic bottle and I painted it, and 2 days later, the paint hadn't dried, and my mum threw it away and said, you know, it's just not working. I need the table back. Something that was unfinished. So much during this COVID-19 pandemic is unfinished. We have the unfinished academic year with GCSEs and A-levels not done, not completed, unfinished. There's the unfinished work waiting for people to return. There were the family get-togethers that haven't taken place because of the lockdown, unfinished. There's the lack of closure for grieving families because they couldn't attend their loved one's funeral, unfinished. Then there are the heart transplant patients that cannot have surgery, or the cancer patients that can't have treatment, unfinished. There is so much that is unfinished during this time of the coronavirus. However, one thing we can say on this Maundy Thursday is that Jesus finished his work of salvation on the cross. It is finished, he said. And as we know, we've been looking at these words of Jesus from the cross over these last few weeks of Lent. Our words today, it is finished. Now in Matthew, Mark and Luke, they all have Jesus crying out in a loud voice before he died. John has Jesus saying these words. He doesn't talk about a loud voice. He talks about him saying, it is finished. So what did Jesus mean by this? Well, to those of you who are football fans, particularly those of you who might be a Liverpool fan, you're waiting for the season to finish to celebrate winning the league for the first time in 30 years. Well, I can imagine when you get to that point, you'd shout in victory. There would be a cry of victory. Well, that's exactly what's going on the cross. He cried out in victory, a cry for heaven and earth to hear. What Jesus did on the cross, he completed. It is finished. Now, John wrote these words, of course, in the Greek language, in the perfect tense, which means Jesus was saying, it is finished and always will be finished. But what had Jesus finished? He completed the law and fulfilled it. The ceremonial law, the messianic prophecies, but of course, most of all, the atonement. I don't know if you know, but it says in John's Gospel that they took a hyssop plant and used it to offer him a drink. It was back in the time of Moses, when they spread the blood on the doorpost, they did it with a hyssop plant. Again, that plant shows itself as the blood of the Lamb is shed for humanity. So, Paul puts it in this way. God made him to be sin, who knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. On that cross, the finished work of Jesus was that he was separated from God so that we wouldn't have to be separated from God, so that we would never know the horror of eternal punishment, but have eternal life. Now, I wonder if you wouldn't mind just holding your hands out in front of you. Because Jesus took the punishment for our sins, we come to him empty-handed. Nothing to the cross I bring. We come just as we are. But then we receive from Jesus. We receive from our Saviour the certainty that because it is finished, his work of salvation is finished on the cross, we can now enjoy friendship with God for eternity. It is finished, and always will be finished. We have eternal life, and will always have eternal life in Jesus. And that's what we celebrate this Maundy Thursday. That's what we celebrate as we gather around the Lord's table. It is finished. Let us pray. Lord of eternity, we thank you for the finished work of Jesus, our Saviour. May these times of difficulty around the world cause people to seek you. We pray that they may discover the truth and glory of your finished work. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And so we sing our next song together. Behold the Lamb who bears our sins away, slain for us, and we remember. We now gather round the Lord's table. The Lord is here. His Spirit is with us. Lift up your hearts. We lift them to the Lord. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right to give our thanks and praise. Holy and gracious God, we give you thanks and praise that in the fullness of time you sent your only Son, who was tempted in every way as we are, yet without sin, who set his face resolutely towards Jerusalem to be lifted high upon the cross, that he might draw all people to himself. When the hour of his glory came, and loving his own to the end, he sat with them at supper, took bread, and after giving thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, he took the cup after supper, saying, "Drink this, all of you. This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it, in remembrance of me." And so we say together, "Dying, you destroyed our death. Rising, you restored our life. Lord Jesus, come in glory." In obedience to his command, we recall his suffering and death, his resurrection and ascension. We look for his coming in glory. And so now send your Holy Spirit, that these gifts of bread and wine may be for us the body and blood of Christ. In union with Christ's offering for us, we offer ourselves in love. Unite us in love and peace with all your people, until we are brought into your eternal and glorious presence, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Through him, with him, and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honour and glory are yours, Almighty Father, now and for ever. Amen. Receive this holy sacrament of the body and blood of Christ, and feed on the Lamb of God with reverence and faith. The body of Christ, broken for you. The blood of Christ, shed for you. And so we pray together. Merciful God, you've called us to your table and fed us with the bread of life. Draw us and all your people to serve your Son, our Saviour Jesus Christ. Amen. We sing our closing hymn together. Oh, to see the dawn of the darkest day. Thank you for sharing in this Maundy Thursday communion service with me. We now close in prayer. Let us pray. May Christ, who accepted the cup of sacrifice in obedience to the Father's will, keep you steadfast as you walk with him in the way of the cross. Amen. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son and the Holy Spirit be with you and all whom you love, now and forevermore. Amen. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. In the name of Christ. Amen.